Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's all fun and games until someone brings up the A word, alcoholic.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
TLC.
Mm-hmm. Throwback.
Yeah. I like it. Erica with the song choice.
Yes.
They stand their ground. That's what you want to know.
Welcome back to the Real Housewives of Dallas panel, y'all. We are talking season 3, episode 10. Are you saying I'm an alcoholic? This was a pretty more serious episode today. Mm-hmm. I'm Rachel Robillard, and with me I have my most amazing co-host,
Jessie. I'm Jessie.
What's up, you guys? I'm Shanti.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards.
And, yeah, so alcoholism was a very prominent subject this episode. And so what are y'all's overall thoughts on what happened and what was brought to the table?
I mean, it was a pretty serious episode, and there's a lot of things that came out that I didn't know about. Mm-hmm. But I think Carrie is starting to redeem herself in my eyes, which is pretty big because yes. For 3 years I've not known who she was and have been pretty annoyed with her. So that's something that's come out of this episode for me.
I like that.
I still love Carrie, even though nobody else does. yes, serious issues, dark issues. It was a jump from last week where it was more fun, party, and lighthearted. So it was good because I think that we opened a discussion, which we will get into.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed this episode. I think it delved a little bit deeper into a lot of different relationships was good. I don't know. I'm still not team Carrie, but she wasn't stirring the pot as much as she usually does, so there's that.
Yeah, there are other people stirring that pot, that's for sure.
Exactly.
But we enter in some wedding planning, so Rich and Leanne are at a lunch date, and they talk wedding. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, this is deja vu, haven't we already seen this happen, but they're trying to get that going, and then that's when a lot of Leanne is talking to Rich about Deandra and how the drama is unfolding there, and that she wants to go dress shopping with Stephanie, which is like, okay, she wants to be friends with Stephanie. Do y'all think her relationship with Stephanie is genuine, or do you think she's actually pretending, which is what Brandy thinks?
I actually think that she wants to be friends with Stephanie, and I think that they've kind of grown a somewhat genuine relationship this season. So I kind of get excited seeing them hang out, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse. Yeah, I don't think, I'm not going to say it's not genuine, but I feel like she needs a friend, and nobody else is really open right now as Stephanie is, so I don't think that she's doing it to get back at Brandy, but I think because Deandra's pulling away from her, she needs somebody to kind of hang with, so she's chosen Stephanie.
That's true. That's interesting that you say that, because last year when it started off with Leanne and Brandy being besties, I felt like that's how the relationship started for them. Like, Leanne needed somebody, Brandy needed somebody, so they kind of came together. But this time, Stephanie has always been one of my favorites. And then last year, she kind of turned into a little bit of a mean girl, what I thought, when she got, you know, I don't know. I just felt that way about her last year. I think that she was just kind of going down the wrong path. But
because of her relationship with Brandy, like, you think they were just, like, the ultimate duo?
Yeah, I think that this year she has noticed her codependency even more, which she brings up this episode. And so she's taking a step back and looking at things through her own eyes, which she said multiple times this season. And I think that has given her a better idea of who Leanne is trying to be. And she's really giving her a chance. And Stephanie's a really good person, so I don't know why you wouldn't want to be friends with her.
Yeah, she is a good person.
Yeah.
And we see a little vulnerability from Stephanie this episode when Stephanie and her sister Tiffany were talking. Stephanie and Tiffany, Like, how did their parents not get that? Stephanie, Tiffany, like, that's so very similar. But she came, Tiffany, I just almost combined the names. Tiffany came to visit Stephanie, and she was explaining to her how Travis is going to Harvard in May, mm-hmm. and that she is, as you said, like, dependency on Brandy. She has a lot of dependency on her husband, Travis, and is scared that Travis is leaving for 6 weeks. I mean, I don't blame her because she's not the one paying the bills, and she likes how Travis is setting the rules and is the alpha male of the house. But what do y'all think of her being more independent? I mean, she's showing it with Brandy, not being so dependent on Brandy. But I mean, do you think she's going to be able to run the house and be an independent woman without Travis?
I mean, I thought this scene was really interesting. On one hand, I have to praise Stephanie for coming out and being vulnerable and saying that she is really codependent and has been codependent her whole life. She doesn't pay bills. She relies on Travis. She can't even make day-to-day decisions without her husband making it for her. So I think it takes a lot for someone to admit that and realize that about yourself. On the other hand, I can't relate to that at all. I've always been independent. I've always worked for my own money. And you kind of see this spitting image of what her life would be like with her sister who's sitting across the table. So it was hard for me to watch. I think she'll be able to handle it. She doesn't have a job, so you know she's going to have to. She's not really going to have a choice when he goes away. So we'll see.
Exactly. It's like sink or swim, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think I've said this several times. I feel like she, hopefully, she'll step up. I think this whole, oh my God, I'm so afraid to pay a bill thing is like a lot. Right. I think it does take a lot to admit that. But then I think, I don't know, like it's kind of sad that you're afraid to figure out how to pay a light bill or whatever. So I think in this day and age that hopefully this will be 6 weeks that she can really kind of grow and mature or something. I mean, I think it's kind of scary that she's that frightened about like
normal everyday things that humans do normal. That we have to do.
Like, I was like, wow. I mean, I understand that she might not have done it, but the fact that she's so fearful, I'm like, okay, come on.
You know, I feel like I understand why she's worried about the 6 weeks, right? Like, she has two kids. She has to take care of them, and that's a lot. Mm-hmm. But I see both sides of it because she is a stay-at-home mother. Well, I mean, she has a job. But I know before when I was working, it was a lot easier for me to pay things out of my own bank account and do this and that. And I made decisions on my own all the time because it was my money. I brought it in. But now that I'm a stay-at-home mom, it's like, what can I spend money on? I have to bring my husband in on this. You know what I mean? Like, it's not my money, but it is. You kind of feel weird. Like, you feel guilty a little bit. So I get where she's like, oh, I have to make, you know, I have to ask him to make decisions. And then also, but with the paying the bills, it's kind of weird because I feel like you can have everything set up. Like her sister said, you can have it automatically coming out of accounts. And I don't know why they wouldn't have that. So I kind of get it, but at the same time, I'm like, don't be a Teresa Giudice and like have like some shady stuff going on financially and then like end up in prison or something.
Right. No, so. Yeah, I'm sure it's all auto payment. It's just like her speaking her fears of being alone. I did think it was kind of shady, not shady, but when she said her handbags cost more than her sister's mortgage, I was like, that is a crazy thing to admit on national television. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't believe it, but I think with the time on her hands without her husband, she's going to be able to watch a lot of TV. And besides our wonderful Dallas after show, AfterBuzz has a ton of different after shows. Basically for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
That is right. And speaking of shout-outs, shout-out Cameron Cruz, 1974. He's constantly commenting on our YouTube channel, so
hey,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So let's talk about Mama D and Deandra. They had a great conversation, and wow, Mama D was the voice of reason. Mm-hmm. Deandra was explaining to Mama D about her conflict with Leanne and how she wants to know what's happening and when is she getting married. And Mama D's response is maybe she doesn't want you girls to know what's going on. And then Deandra's like, well, I'm just really concerned about what is happening in, with within the marriage. And then she goes, quit being concerned and be more concerned about running the office, running the family business. I mean, dang, it's kind of like Mama D was saying what I was thinking, and that sometimes you just need that mama figure to put you in your place. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think about Mama D's conversation?
I mean, exactly like you said, it was kind of what we've all been saying and thinking for the past couple weeks, or at least what I've been saying. Like, stay out of her business. It's none of your business what's going on with her personal life. Obviously, she doesn't want to share this information. So I was kind of happy that Mama D put that in her face finally. But I don't think that she's going to take the advice to heart.
Yeah. Are we, like, all not on reality TV shows because we are thinking like this? Because I agree. Like, with Mama D, like, why would you keep bothering your friend and almost, like, pestering her with this over and over again? She clearly doesn't want to talk about it, and you're pushing her. Just let her go. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. So I loved Mama D in this episode.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Mama D in this episode as well. I think she was really coming from a genuine place, and she didn't, because sometimes she can kind of snap at Deandra, and she did not do that in this instance. And I agree with her. I mean, while I do feel like Deandra initially was coming from a very good place, and you do want to know what's going on with your friends, at a certain point, especially in relationships, you have to learn to, like, okay, just let it go. Because mm-hmm. if it's, you know, let it play out. And yeah. I think at some point, Deandra is going to have to just stand down and not say anything if she wants to, obviously, continue the friendship, which I guess she does not. But yeah.
Right. And actually, like, speaking of continuing friendships, I feel like Brandy and Leanne's friendship is no more, and that there's something that's, I just don't see them being friends again. And Brandy talked to Brian about that. Mm-hmm. And so they had their one-on-one at lunch and brought up the conversation of Leanne with the, you know, what if I said you got a baby to save your marriage? And so it's interesting to see Brian in that conversation, to see his facial expression and to see his reaction. And I don't know, I'm glad that Brian was involved this episode, or like just to see that, and that he thought it was a good idea that Brandy got a nanny too.
Yeah, but here's my thing. It's like, why would you care at all about people saying this kind of stuff about you? Like, if it totally mm-hmm. wasn't true, why do you care?
Right. And that's what we were saying earlier this season with, like, the Adderall accusations with Brandy. Like, if you take Adderall for your prescription and you don't abuse it, then why do you care? It's not true. So, like, move on from it. Yes, it's kind of annoying that people are saying something false about you, but, like, why keep on bringing it up? I think it is a reality show, so they have to, like, harp on the drama and keep going over and over again. But agreed, like, it was a little bit ridiculous, and I think it's going to keep on going throughout the rest of the season. But I did agree with you, Rachel. I love seeing Brian because we never get to see him, mm-hmm. probably because he's working all the time. And I'd like to see more of their relationship, because I think, like, the taste in my mouth of them two together was them arguing and fighting and mm-hmm. their marriage not going well. So, and then we see this new baby, and I'd love to see them just one-on-one and how they react to each other.
Yeah, he was saying how the nanny has, or she was saying how the nanny has helped her sleep and just be more involved and also helped their sex life, because she's able to balance it all now, so I'm glad she has a nanny. And mm-hmm. I mean, because you're a stay-at-home mom, Jesse, and yeah. so have you ever contemplated, like, getting a nanny?
No. Well, I mean, yes and no. Not realistically, because I could not leave my daughter with somebody else, but that's just because, like, I don't have family in the area, and, like, I don't know anybody who has kids that could, you know, pass along their nanny to me. And, like, mm-hmm. I'm paranoid. I'm, like, super, like, helicopter parent, and, like, don't let her out of my sight. And even, like, when my husband takes her out, I'm like, watch her. Do not let her touch anybody. Like, don't let anybody touch her. Right. So, like, I'm way overprotective. But, yeah, I mean, I all the time think, like, you know, I could really get a lot done if somebody was here at the house for a few hours, or, like, even go back to work, you know?
Right?
I don't know.
Could that be in your future, maybe?
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I really liked the scene between them. I think I read in the blogs that Brian wasn't on set as much because of the way he was portrayed in earlier seasons, mm-hmm. and he kind of came off as a bad guy or whatever. But I think this is one of the few times we've seen him where, like, he didn't kind of make you cringe or whatever, because sometimes he's talked to her, like, so crazy over the years. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So that was kind of good to see, and it's nice to see that he was encouraging her as far as the nanny situation, since he's not there, like, so much of the time. So it was good to see them together, I think.
I agree.
So now Carrie has her plastic surgery and laser center opening, Lemon Avenue Center. And so this is where a lot of the drama unfolds and a lot of more serious things happen. And so let's dive in into this event. And it was not just a grand opening. It was like the open bar. They had the photo red carpet lineup. Like, it was a nice event.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. And this is where Brandy told the girls what Leanne had said at the 80s party about the "what if I told you," hypothetically thinking that you adopted just to save your marriage. And so this is when a lot of the girls, like, I honestly felt bad for Leanne this episode, because she had two different drama situations coming at her from the alcohol talk, which we're about to get into with Leanne, and then Brandy accusing her of adopting to save her marriage. And this is where I want to know y'all's opinion as well, but opinion versus accusations. And how Brandy was expressing to Leanne last episode about this conversation and was like, I think you're unhappy, like, and giving her opinion. And then Leanne came back with the accusation of, well, hypothetically thinking if I were to say. So who do you think is right? Like, what do y'all think? Who is correct in this argument?
I mean, we kind of had this discussion last week that, you know, at first we were saying that Leanne's comment was, she was saying, well, I'm not saying this, but if it's like me saying this, which would hurt you in the same way. And then you were saying, well, it's obviously a dig. Like, she's saying something really rude, but, you know, wrapping it up nicely and saying that I didn't really say it, even though she did. So there's that. But then the whole alcohol comment with Deandra, like, I think it's just going a little bit too far. No, she didn't say that you're an alcoholic, but it's just, like, such a touchy subject with Deandra's father. And I think in this situation, if you're saying it or implying it or, like, tiptoeing around the subject, it's not good either way. So.
I think that the way Deandra, I guess, phrased it, it was really the best. Like, Leanne has a way of saying things,
exactly,
but not quite saying them. And I think that's absolutely what she did with Brandy, because she wanted to put it out there. And this is, you know, national TV. There are millions of people watching. So if you want to get it out there, but you want to still be able to come back and say, well, I didn't say that, then now you can do that. And then she did the exact same thing with Deandra. So she didn't call her an alcoholic, but, you know, everybody watches reality TV. There's a lot of different, this happens on almost every different franchise where someone insinuates that someone has a problem with drinking or drugs or abuse. And it's always, you know, implied, but clearly stated. And I think she did that in this situation.
Yeah, I agree. I think what Deandra said is exactly how it goes. But at the same time, I'm also like, do you think there's any part of Leanne who knows about this past with Deandra's father and is almost like looking out and being proactive and getting on this situation before it turns worse, whether as just like waiting until it's out of control and then going to her? Or is this just...
Right. So that's how I took it, was that Leanne was just, it was more like a warning, like, I see you and Brandy hang out a lot, and it always involves alcohol. And, well, let's be honest, like, a lot of the housewives, whenever they get together, there's a drink in hand.
Right.
That's not an uncommon thing to see a glass of champagne, you name it, alcohol. But Leanne is just inferring, like, well, whenever it's y'all two, there's alcohol. And, like, what we saw in past episodes, like, where they both got really drunk, specifically Brandy, to the event that Leanne was hosting, it was a little uncalled for. And you could just tell by Brandy's eyes, like, when she's drunk and not. But I feel that Leanne was just warning Deandra just because they share that similarity that they both like to drink. And so she's just like, hey, be careful. Just like what she said, like, be careful with being friends with Brandy. Like, that's how I know Eric is looking at me like, I don't know.
No, I mean, I just don't take it that way because this is not season one. You're not new to the ball game. This is national TV. You know cameras are following you around. You have had conversations with people off camera. If you really feel like she has a problem with drinking, then you don't put it on TV. The same way you don't put it out there that she only has $200 in her bank account. Mm-hmm. So to some extent, I'm like, this isn't season one. You're not a new housewife. You know what you're doing, and you know that you're implying to the whole world that she's an alcoholic. And if you're her best friend, and especially like how she put in the conversation, oh, we're all good, except you know you and Brandy drink too much. So that was another thing, like the way she kind of put it in there, I thought was kind of sly. But fundamentally, I feel like just from every other franchise, like you cannot put certain things out there about people mm-hmm. if you call them your friend. And you really are genuinely worried about them. You don't want them labeled to the world as an alcoholic. And I think that by putting it out there that way, that's what she's done.
And, you know, every single week we kind of see the demise of their relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Like every single week they have a sit down talk, and every single week there's like seems to be an argument or a disagreement. It just keeps on getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And it's just not getting better. So I just feel like this kind of put everything over the edge, especially with the alcohol thing and that relating to Deandra's dad.
Yeah. And it's exactly, if she's best friends with Leanne, and she is, she knows about her father and her alcoholic dad. And so it definitely hit a sensitive subject to talk alcohol. So actually, like, I'm open-minded to what you said.
I mean, and I agree with you. Like, to some extent, I think because Deandra is sensitive to it, she probably blew up more than anybody would have expected, for sure. I agree with that. But I think that genuinely, you have to really think about labeling people as bullies, alcoholics, drug abusers. I mean, there's always an issue with that on national TV, even though you're supposed to be, like, real. So.
Right. And Deandra claims that Leanne is deflecting her problems in the conversation to Deandra. Do you think she did that on purpose? Like, as you said, this isn't season one, so I want to know what you think, Erica. Leanne purposely deflected her talking about the marriage and whatnot to start talking about alcohol with
Deandra? I'm not so sure about the deflecting part. I do feel like she, you know, that there was some sort of dig or whatever with the whole alcoholic thing. But for me, fundamentally, I was with Deandra, like, slowly rolling my eyes, like, how long you would talk to me about Brandy? I thought we were having a conversation about me and you. Mm-hmm. So at some point, it's like, okay, I don't want you talking to Brandy. But yeah, you went and told everybody about my bank account. So mm-hmm. what? You know, so for a long time, she was just going on and on and on about Brandy. It's like, no, go talk to Brandy. You know, so that part I thought was just like a little much. But once she made the alcoholic comment, I think, yeah, now she's trying to create drama about Deandra on this alcoholic situation. So,
yeah, I mean, I've had situations where I've warned my good girlfriends about other girls, like other girlfriends. And I've said things like, be careful what you tell this person because they are the type of person that will use something against you. So,
right.
So like, I get her saying that, but at the same time, exactly like you said, Erica, Leanne also is going around saying you have $200 in your bank account to other girls in the group. So like, who are you to really, you know, be concerned about what, I mean, Deandra's saying stuff about you, but you're also saying stuff about her.
Right. And I agree with you in the warning situation, but after a while I was like, we get it.
Yeah.
Move on, mm-hmm. you know? So.
I think Leanne has like a whole new way of starting drama. It's like very quiet this season. You know, all the other seasons she was loud and animated and right. fighting and throwing things and breaking glasses. And this season she's like more reserved, and like the way that she delivers her opinions are very laid back and mm-hmm. are not laid back, but very like, I'm concerned about you. But then in the same way, she's delivering kind of a dig. So she is kind of still surrounding all the drama. She's just delivering it in a different way than the other seasons.
That's very well said. Do y'all think that she, that Deandra misunderstood? Like, because that's what Carrie was saying when Deandra was talking to Brandy, Stephanie, and Carrie, that Leanne just called her an alcoholic, and she's in tears about it, and that Leanne knows her past with her father and how upsetting that was, Carrie stood up and said that she thought that this was a misunderstanding. And for me, I was just like, whoa, go Carrie. Like, yeah. I thought it was a big misunderstanding because I took it as Leanne's just like, just be careful. Like, she's been careful that to be friends with Brandy, careful that alcohol is... because in my head, I feel like Leanne has her best interests at heart. I don't know about now, but then she was just kind of like giving warnings, just letting you know. And then but it just struck an emotional chord mm-hmm. to Deandra because of that sensitive topic and conversation. I mean, do y'all, and you said, Erica said how, you know, this isn't her first season and that she did it on purpose, but I thought Carrie was correct in the misunderstanding.
Well, I thought Carrie was really good trying to get to the bottom of it by saying, but did she say alcoholic? Mm-hmm. Like, she was trying to get the bottom of what was actually said. And I think that is something that we've been going, like, around and around with, like, what was actually said. And Leanne keeps saying they're twisting words. So I thought it was interesting that Carrie was really trying to get to the bottom of what was said. And then she was just trying to diffuse by saying, I think it was a misunderstanding. But for some reason, even though I do think Leanne... Now my thoughts are kind of changing after what Erica said, because I agree. Once you put something out on television, that's like a big deal. If you were really good friends, maybe you pull her aside off camera and talk about that. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, if that's something you're really concerned about, and don't put it out there to the world. So,
but it's hard to do that. That's, I mean, whenever they're together, there right. are cameras there.
Well, no, it's not hard because the stuff happens off camera all the time, you know, and then we yeah. hear about it. Or maybe, you know, like the whole thing with the $200 she told Carrie, and I went back through how many episodes. Wait a minute, when did she? We never saw that. Yeah. So true. Stuff does happen off camera. I will say that. But my thing with it is I think she meant it, but I certainly really commend Carrie. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. we aren't there. And it kind of the same thing with Brandy, like whatever, what exactly was said, blah, blah, blah. So it is nice, I think, for the people who aren't involved to have the sort of open-mindedness yes. that Carrie did. So mm-hmm. I definitely respect her a lot for that.
And Carrie was kind of saying exactly what we were all thinking. And it was interesting for her to kind of like speak the mind of the viewer, because I don't know, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. So. And I did just want to jump real quick. We can get back to mm-hmm. this in a second. But I liked how it showed Carrie in this episode, her opening her business.
Yes.
I thought that was really awesome. A lot of housewives, in the beginning when Bravo first poaches them, they're literally a housewife. And mostly they're rich because of their husbands. Some, you know, have their own businesses, like, you know, Vicky from OC. But I think it's really cool to see such a strong person. And then after she has a baby, wanting to go back and open her own company. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that we see that enough in Housewives. I think a lot of the women, like, eventually they have their own, you know, little deals, wine, you know,
right.
skincare lines. But that's one of the reasons why I like Carrie as a character.
Yeah. I felt exactly that same way. Because one thing that I've said about Carrie is I should like her because she is like a strong woman. Mm-hmm. But she's always just struck my nerve for some reason. But
she's here, the pot stirrer. Yes. That's how she's been.
Exactly. But here, I 100% agree. Like, it was so nice seeing her open this and really take charge and be so calm. I'm like that's what I want to be like. She's like my idol right now.
And what a lot of these Dallas housewives have in common is that they do have their own businesses. So Carrie has her laser center. Brandy has Brandyland clothing line. Mm-hmm. Sparkle Dog, how can we ever forget Cameron? Deandra has her yeah. Good Night, Good Morning. It just so it's just like Stephanie and Leanne who don't have their own businesses, which is fine. They have their own little storylines. But it's nice to see a lot of them running their own businesses right. and doing the thing.
Well, Leanne's starting that dress thing.
Yes. Oh, that is oh, right. Exactly. Right. Excuse me, yeah. the dress.
Yes.
Like 250 ways to wear one dress. yeah. yeah. Now, speaking of Leanne, we have to talk about Leanne and Mark's yes. very awkward greeting at the Laser Center. This was the first time they've seen each other since the reunion and about, you know, hooking up at the roundup. And... ooh, I think Mark did a really good job. I think Mark, like, purposely tried to make her feel uncomfortable and succeeded at that. And it was just kind of like they're both just awkwardly smiling. And I'm also glad nothing was between them. Like, they didn't hash out anything that needed to be said. Like, let's just move on from the past seasons and just keep going. So yeah. I'm glad they didn't refer back, other than the flashback clip, but mm-hmm. nothing was said. It was just, hello, it's good to see you.
It was kind of a moment that I was like looking forward to, because I think they put it in the preview for this week mm-hmm. last week. And so I was like, oh my God, this is going to be such a point of contention. But, you know, really in the commercial, like, we saw everything that happened and they just hugged and said hi. I kind of wish they had gotten Mark in an interview and had him kind of say like what he was feeling at that yeah. moment, because it would have just given like a little more depth to the scene. But I guess they're good.
Yeah, I really liked it, because I know that I personally think Mark is like the most metrosexual or whatever he has going on. So he can really be like petty and snarky. Mm-hmm. And I really like the fact that he like was basically cool. Like, okay, hey, you know. So I like that, because I know he can be like so petty sometimes, like almost like a chick. So I appreciated that he's matured and kind of like just said hello and like went to go mingle. So I actually liked that part.
See, this is the one time where I was like ready for drama to happen.
Right.
Like, I'm like fork and sitting spoon, here like looking for, yeah, I was like looking forward to this moment. Mark tried so hard last year to become a housewife. Like, it was all about yes. him last season. Now all of a sudden he's like missing from every episode, and like there's all this buildup, and he's here and Leanne's here and they're showing the flashback, and I'm like, come on, like something has to be said here. And then it's nothing. So now I'm like, what is going through his head? What's going through Leanne's head? What's the truth? What happened?
Mark is going to the meditation bowl.
Yeah, seriously. Sound bowl. So I'm disappointed.
Yeah, true. Now let's get into shadiest moments. Shadiest moments of this episode. And I'll start off with Brandy. You know, Brandy thinks her way with Leanne. And what her comment was you can't teach an old bitch new tricks.
Mm.
And I was like, okay.
That's a good one.
Okay.
I'll go next.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
I'll go.
I loved when Brandy said, should have known Leanne was going to be here. There's free food and cocktails.
Yes, that was a good one. Mine was right around that same moment. Mine was Cameron talking about Deandra must be shopping. And she said, I don't think there's anything for under $200 there. I mean, that would wipe out her whole account.
Yeah, I think for me, it was still the you can't teach an old bitch new tricks. And I don't know if it's really a comment, but then when basically Brandy was like telling Stephanie, well, I would be surprised if she was your friend just to get back at me.
Oh,
yeah. That was like kind of low, even to Stephanie.
Yeah, yes, Stephanie even said that hurt her feelings.
I know, like, she was like, so I can't get my own friends.
No, yeah.
I cannot. So.
You can't do anything on your own, Stephanie.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like that just kind of put Stephanie down, because she even said with her sister Tiffany that she feels like she needs to be perfect to be loved. And I was like, whoa, like that's a very bold mm-hmm. statement and
yeah.
bold thing to feel. So
right.
I hope that like she doesn't need to be perfect to be loved. And so within her marriage and within her friendships, and I feel like we're going to see her friendships. Let's see how it goes between Leanne and her, because I personally want them to be friends.
I do too.
You know, I feel like they have potential to be friends. There's no, because Brandy would just kind of put words in Stephanie's ear, I feel, mm-hmm. to make her feel a type of way, just how people are claiming that Leanne is putting words into Cameron's ears. But
I totally want them to be friends too. We met them both last year and they are both so sweet.
They are.
I hope that works out.
Right? So that which leads into predictions. What do y'all think will happen? And we see a cooking class come in its way.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Predictions.
Now, you're AfterBuzz TV.
Mama D invited Leanne to the cooking class, mm-hmm. and Leanne said this episode that she's like, okay, Mama D asked me, so this gives us hope for the friendship. I don't know. The ketchup just remind me, like, they're just squirting out all the friendship they had. It's just out. So, and then more alcoholism talks, and then it looked like Cameron and Deandra were sitting at a table, and then another woman says, Dallas is a conservative city with a lot of talk. So what's going to happen with that?
Well, let's see. I think that clearly Leanne and Deandra's friendship is, like, down the toilet. I think the fact that she's sitting there
talking to her mother about the alcohol issue is clearly her way of spreading that she thinks Deandra's an alcoholic at this point. So I think that she's going to really stand behind and what double down on the alcoholic issue. I do actually feel like there's probably going to be an issue between Cameron and Deandra, because Cameron, I think, is kind of going to be like, well, yeah, people are talking about you. And I think Deandra is going to start looking at Cameron crazy, and they're probably going to have a falling out.
I pretty much agree with everything you just said. I'm really interested to see the relationship between Leanne and Mama D. We haven't really seen them interact this season, and they are talking about how she's concerned with alcoholism with Deandra. Sorry, Leanne. I switch up their names all the time. That is definitely implying that Deandra's an alcoholic, so we're going to see that. And, yeah, I think there's going to be a feud between Cam and Deandra.
Yeah, I agree. I think the feud between Cam and Deandra will grow, but I think Leanne is, like, kind of making a last-ditch effort to save the relationship that she has with Deandra by speaking with Mama D next episode. But I think that this is the end of their friendship.
The end.
Yeah, I feel like exactly. It's just a snowball effect of them just still not being friends.
It's and sad.
I've said this once, I'll say it again, that I really hope they become friends.
Me
Maybe
too.
They just need this season to pan itself out, because it's obvious they're not friends right now, according to the blogs and everything, that they are not friends and not on good terms. And I just hope after the season, or after the finale and
can we just like bring them in and sit them on the couch and like have like a therapy session?
Just hash it out.
Please.
They've been in each other's lives for so long.
Therapist. We could do this.
We could do this.
We can make this work.
I'm telling you, if it's not resolved now, it'll be resolved in the next season. First scene.
I hope so.
Promise you.
I hope so. I'm ready for them to be friends
again. I love them. I know.
Why can't we be friends? So whatever. We guess we will find out next episode. So thank y'all so much for tuning in.
Well, actually, I do have some news.
Oh, let's hear it.
Let's
do it.
All right. So, so we'll start with Carrie first. Carrie opened up her new laser center, but she also let it be known that she can also marry people like Sonia Morgan and Lisa Vanderpump. So she married these two people, I believe, in Hawaii, these two gentlemen here. So yeah, if
that
you have some extra money, you can hire her to do your wedding too.
Nice.
Heck yeah.
So interesting. And then there was another article about Leanne. She spoke to E! Hollywood, and she kind of came back and she said they are actually getting married. She's still fighting these rumors. They've set a date for a church that's like an LGBTQ whatever type church, and they've picked their minister, although it's not Carrie. She did say that she and Carrie develop an even closer friendship during the season to come, so stay tuned.
Nice. Yeah.
Any word on when the wedding's going to be?
I don't think she said the date in the article, but she said there is a date, so that's what she said. Or they've put some money down or whatever, so.
All right. Thank you for that, Erica, the news and gossip. And so where can everyone find you on social?
All right, what's up, Heart People? You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
You guys can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina or Twitter at @ShantiChristina.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Jessie. You can find me all over social media at @Athletchick.
And I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me at @Rach_Robillard. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Go ahead and give us a like and give us some comments, and we will comment back. Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.